cliffcentral.com. Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favourite podcast platform. This is cliffcentral.com. Here's the show where you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to spend my life with on a business circuit. I get to meet as a conference speaker around the world speakers, trainers, business leaders, thought providers, entrepreneurs, multimillionaires, you name it. And probably fitting into all of those categories as my guest on this particular podcast. His name is Mark Keating. I'm about to introduce you to the CEO of what I think is a wonderful brand. It's called Sales Guru. Their payoff line is building better salespeople. And there isn't much that Mark Keating can't tell you about in terms of in-house training for sales folks, or indeed as a speaker himself, because he also does what I do for a living, flapping his gums across the planet. Sales inspiration, sales motivation, sales knowledge, this guy's got it all, which is why we've got him for you right here on In Conference with Michael Jackson. Joining us from his office somewhere in Johannesburg, Mark Keating, how are you, sir?
Michael, absolutely fantastic, and thank you for that very, very kind introduction. All going very, very well on my side, and I trust the same with you.
Listen, I keep bumping into, and it is, thank you, I keep bumping into your brand all over the place, whether it's in advertising, whether it's on the web, whether it's people talking about Sales Guru. This is one hell of a brand you've built for yourself, Mark. Where did it come from? How did it all begin?
Michael, quite an interesting story. I myself and one of my business partners had just sold another organization just around 12 years ago, and we were sitting around, and my passion has always been around sales and professionalizing sales. And we looked at launching a magazine by the title of Sales Guru as the first real sales publication in South Africa. And off we went, launched a magazine, and over the last 12 years, we've delved into many other areas around sales. But I think predominantly around the brand is one core premise, and that's uplifting sales as a professional profession in South Africa. And it's something I feel is long overdue and something we're very passionate about pushing hard.
Why do you think sales is not yet fully universally recognized as being a proper profession?
Great question. Michael, I think a lot of it comes from even the stigma, if you talk from a media perspective and the upbringing of the younger generation throughout any age group, at a school level, whereby a lot of people are still taught that one needs to go and get a degree profession in order to have a sustainable lifestyle and a professional way going forward. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong. In fact, I'm a huge believer in ongoing education.
Yeah.
But the stigma around sales is still around used car sales. If you look in the movies, you look in the press, you look in television, across any genre, sales is still seen as kind of the thing that people fall into, and it's almost one of those things that people don't want to talk around at parties or you're involved in sales. I also believe that people don't see that sales is an awesome profession, and I really would be passionate about sales being taught more within a school and university level, even if they're short courses, as to why it's the cornerstone of any single business out there.
Wow, and you're involved in an awful lot of sales training as well, aren't you? I mean, what is the standard of salespeople that you normally meet pre-getting involved with Sales Guru? Are they good? Are they average? Or maybe it's too much of a generic question, but what do you find out there overall, Mark?
Michael, I think that the short answer on that is it's a sad state of affairs to a degree out there as to the skill level that you see within sales. You know, if you're going back to the 70s and 80s, what was required to be professional in sales has certainly changed dramatically to where we sit now in 2016. And I see that less and less it seems to be that companies are investing on ongoing sales training or the sales skills of their people. And what we're finding is people getting involved in sales, even those that have been involved in sales for the last 10 years, don't have the prerequisite skills in order to really succeed in this fantastic profession. I think another core component around sales is, from an induction perspective, is not nearly enough time is being spent in regards to what sales is really about. And far too often we find salespeople becoming experts or very versed and skilled around their company, their products, what they do and why they're great, but they're missing the major component that really starts to elevate people's skills or success in sales, and that it's not about what you've got, it's all about how you can help people out there to be better off around their wants, needs, and requirements.
Wow. And obviously you need the right attitude to be in a sales profession. You've got to be a people person, I guess.
Michael, absolutely. I think that, you know, we speak very passionately that even above and beyond attitude, I'm going to incorporate the term mindset, which covers not just attitude, but passion, desire, enthusiasm, ambition, ownership, and many other things, is the foundation of any level of success within sales, and not just sales, pretty much anything that's out there. But by and large, we believe that even outside of the skill level that is vitally important to enhance and get better at, the two missing ingredients is activity, and that's ensuring that you're doing enough of the right things on a daily basis to be in front of enough people mm-hmm. that you can help to be better off and buy from you. But the foundation that drives activity and drives the thirst for knowledge and skills absolutely sits around attitude and mindset. And it's something that when we see people not getting the results that they could achieve or not fulfilling their individual sales potential, by and large, we find that it's an attitude area of concern, or it's an attitude area that needs to be looked at first and foremost.
I mean, you can't get gold without prospecting for it first, can you? Prospecting is an important part of the sales process.
Michael, I love that you brought that prospecting up. It's probably the number one reason why I see salespeople, not just salespeople, sales teams, businesses, whether it's small, business, or large corporates, not achieving the type of success that they could be doing. And again, it's that term that their salespeople are not in front of enough qualified people on an ongoing basis. If I can end up with somebody that has got a full diary 2 weeks in advance and is seeing whatever the numbers could be between 1 and 5 potential buyers on a daily basis,
yeah,
I know that we can then work on the skill level. But prospecting has almost become a lost art out there in the sales market. You know, there's this term that's been bandied around for the last 10 years very, very heavily, that cold calling is dead. And I know to a lot of your listeners that the term cold calling makes people cringe to a degree.
Sure.
I think that the cold calling, the way that it was done 10, 15 years ago, absolutely is dead. But the phone is being used less and less against all the other mediums. And it's certainly a great way to actually increase one's prospecting if one learns how to do it effectively, in addition to many of the other new media options that are out there in the marketplace.
And I know that you talk about this as well. You've got speaking talks on it where you can go and inspire sales teams as well as work with them personally one-on-one. How does the ratio of your normal week stack up? Are you doing more training or more presenting these days?
Michael, it probably sits around 75 to 80% of Sales Guru as a business is around instructor-led in-house training programs of companies. We do, to a degree, also run public courses at Sales Guru, and I spend 25% of my time involved in consulting and speaking at conferences.
Which is pretty good, really. I think, you know, it's kind of amazing, but there is this massive need out there for sales development as well. And I think it's fair to say that you're not just a theoretician on this. You're actually a bloody good salesperson in your own regard. I mean, you've been a top financial services salesman in London. You've done an awful lot in telecommunications. I mean, you've the foundation on which Sales Guru is built is solid in terms of the fact that it's been previously successful, right?
Yep, Michael, I think we're very, very blessed. Outside of, you know, I have a fairly good track record, and thanks for sharing a little bit of that. But I, like many people out there that are in sales that are struggling at the moment, also started off with not a very good, successful start in the sales career. I battled tremendously in my first 2 to 3 years, and the only thing that I could do was to outwork those that had more skills and more knowledge than me. What did end up happening, though, over the time period is the more effort that I put in, the better I became. And it's something that I'm really passionate about, sharing a lot of that information out there with Sales South Africa.
I know you've done a lot of work interviewing many of South Africa's top sales performers as well, Mark, and trying to uncover their secrets, if you will. Is there kind of a DNA wired into these people that's commonality, or, you know, is it just what was the secret of top salespeople that you've met and had the privilege of interviewing or working with so far?
Great, and I'm appreciate you bringing that up. It's something I wanted to add on to the last point, that outside of my personal experience, what we've driven from a sales guru perspective relating to our content, both for training and my speaking, is over the last 10 years, whilst running Sales Guru magazine, myself and partners went and interviewed several hundred top performing sales superstars across multiple industries in South Africa. And we asked them two specific questions. What did they do that allowed them to become a top sales producer within their given industry? And
yeah.
What do they continue to do on a daily basis that allows them to maintain that standard of performance? And we took this information and we looked at it not as academic or theoretical. We wanted real-world information that we could share with audiences around the whole of South Africa that they could take and use immediately. And I think that's really the term from a theoretician or an academic perspective, but something we steer very much away from. There are lots of books. There's a tremendous amount of information that tells people what they should be doing, but I don't believe enough that is out there that is practical on how to actually do things and achieve that level of success. And that's really where we fit into from a sales guru perspective and myself personally.
So what did you most learn from them? Go on, spill the beans.
Michael, it's pretty amazing that the sales DNA, that the recipe was pretty consistent amongst every single top producer that we met. And I used the example of the mindset, activity, and skills earlier, but that really is your pyramid of a sales DNA. At the foundation of everything is around that mindset. And it's really ensuring that one is inspired to get out of bed and go and do what it is that you do within sales on a daily basis.
Get off your ass and do it.
Correct. So too often we see people not really passionate about what it is that they represent.
Yep.
It's a belief system in regards to that they believe that this is the company that they want to work for. They believe tremendously in the value of the products and services that they offer. They believe that their customers, clients, are better off dealing through themselves, the product, and the company than going anywhere else. And I think a massive component that they believe in themselves to start with, that they are good enough in regards to serving other companies and clients and customers out there. Whilst I ramble on very, very quick, that mindset drives the amount of activity that one does on a daily basis. If pretty much the recipe for top performers, their diaries are full 2 to 3 weeks in advance with enough people on a daily basis that they can see that could actually buy from them. So their prospecting is paramount. And from a skill perspective, what really separates the top performers from mediocre to those that are immensely challenged within this great profession is the ability to engage both on the phone and even more importantly, when they've got that meeting, to make the meeting all about that potential customer that can buy from them and understanding the reasons and really effective questioning as opposed to the old arrive, spray, vomit, who we are, what we do, and cross our fingers and hope that they buy.
And you can train this stuff into people as long as they've got the right theoretical attitude to start the process. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Look, people ask, you know, Mark, can every single person be successful in sales?
Clearly not.
I think one of the myths within sales is people think that purely if you're a people's person or if you're an extrovert, you can become great at sales. They've got the gift of the gab. They can sell ice to Eskimos. I think a massive point, Eskimos, firstly, don't need more ice. And if you made a sale, it would be a once-off sale.
Yeah.
I think predominantly it fits down to, do you have the right attitude? Do you have the right mindset that you're wanting to really realize that this is a phenomenal career? And are you prepared to put in the effort every single day in order to achieve the level of success and constantly have ongoing learning and education to be the best that you can be? If we can tick those boxes, I can work with pretty much anyone. Unfortunately, I think that because sales doesn't have a benchmark as an entry level, we do end up with a percentage of people giving this great profession a bad reputation because they're not fulfilling the effort on an ongoing basis.
Right, time is against us, Mark. Got about 30 seconds left, mate. Where do people find out more about you and Sales Guru?
Michael, two websites. We've got www.salesguru.co.za. And that's really specific to a lot of the training offerings that we do both for companies and individuals.
Uh-huh.
From a speaking perspective, I've got markkeating.co.za.
And Keating is K-E-A-T-I-N-G, yeah?
K K-E-A-T-I-N-G, alternatively uniquespeakerbureau.com is another place that's a great reference point.
Fantastic. Mark Keating, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, sir. Time is always against us in 15 minutes or so, but you're a star, and more power to you and your sales training and sales speaking. Look forward to seeing you on the road.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael, and also thanks for an amazing show.
You're welcome, mate. All the best. See you soon. And that's In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. CliffCentral.com.